Emergency services in South Australia have a new resource at their disposal: an inflatable veterinary hospital. This 6x9 structure can be rolled up into a pack that weighs 176 kilograms and can be deployed in a hurry in an emergency zone. The Wire's Angus Fowler spoke with Rachel Westcott from South Australia's Veterinary Emergency Management.
Essentially, it means that we can deploy into a disaster situation and have our own space very, very quickly. Commonly, because we work under the dedicated command structure in emergency management in South Australia, we can occupy spaces which those other emergency services occupy as part of a formal response. It's ideal, however, to have our own dedicated space able to be set up very, very quickly, because then we can have our dedicated place to triage and treat, but also to have our control centre with our mapping, our radios, our communications, our computers, all that set up as well. So it means that rather than looking for a community facility and then asking to borrow it and setting up in it, we can set up our own facility in our own space.
One of those emergency disaster situations that led to the development of the hospital was the Sampson Flats bushfires. What kind of cases did SAVEM treat during that time?
The Sampson Flats fire was a very challenging fire because of the terrain, because of the peri-urban / semi-rural type of environment. We saw an abundance of injured wildlife, particularly kangaroos, koalas and possums. And their injuries were mainly to their feet and, in the case of kangaroos and possums, their tails, but particularly kangaroos' tails and feet. Some of those were horrific injuries where the feet were literally incinerated, and it was heartbreaking. We also had people's pets, cats, dogs. We had some alpacas. We had cattle, people who have one or two cattle as pets and goats as pets. We saw a goat who had run into a fence and broken a horn. There were cattle with some minor burns to their sides. Smoke inhalation is another one. So there was a very, very varied mix of injuries because of the variety of species and the diversity of species at that fire.
What difference do you see the inflatable field hospital making in terms of responding to animals in duress?
It will mean that we can set up our dedicated space, but not only that, we can set it up at a place that is suitable. The Country Fire Service set up staging in an area that's outside fire ground. That might be a large community oval or park or something similar that's outside the fire ground that is safe. They will direct us to a part of that area or a nearby area that is away from fire ground, but also preferably away from the really frenetic, intense activity of a staging area in the early days of a response. So ideally we'll be tucked away in an adjacent paddock or an adjacent park where there's a bit more peace and quiet, and that means that that's much more conducive to assisting animals' recovery.
Do you see the hospital creating any challenges?
Once it's up and we've got our gear set up in there, we'd want to make sure that we've got the location right in the first instance. Well, you get one shot at setting this up in the right place, so it wouldn't be ideal. It would take time to then decide, oh, we really should have been 5 kilometres down the road in direction XYZ. So we would really want to make sure that we got that location correct.
How would you go about managing different species in a confined space?
Well, ideally we don't hold animals there for very long. Once they're triaged and assessed, then ideally we would either move them, we'd treat them to the stage where they're stable, and then we would either move them off fire ground by some of our volunteers who would take them out of fire ground because there could often be roadblocks in place, or we'd have other veterinary practices coming into fire ground once they would have access to move them out of fire ground. Larger animals, such as horses, alpacas, we would treat those animals adjacent to the structure outside, but we'd have all the resources we'd need inside. So it probably wouldn't be sensible to bring a horse inside because they're a big animal that could be very, very upset by the situation of a fire. So, but we'd have all the gear there to do that alongside. Having said that too, livestock are essentially the jurisdiction of the Primary Industries Department. So cattle, sheep, those sorts of agricultural animals are really there, briefed to look after. but the ongoing treatment can fall to us. They don't necessarily have their veterinary officers available to continue treatment.
Has the hospital attracted interest from interstate?
I've actually had one email this morning from New South Wales. South Australia is the leading agency in this area in the country. We're the first veterinary emergency management trained organisation in the country, and the difference being that we bring the veterinary and the nursing skills, but we're emergency management trained, which means that we play by the same rules as the other emergency services and know how to operate safely in a response. So that's a big, big difference, and there's no other agency that's a veterinary emergency management agency in the country.
Rachel Westcott from South Australian Veterinary Emergency Management, ending that report by The Wire's Angus Fowler.